when you're just talking about Negroes or colored people in general, and this, you're not, nobody's angry or anything, you're just talking, you know, just when you're just calling them what they are,
mm-hmm.
What kind of term do you use for them, and how do you refer to them?
Well, some call them just straight nigger.
Uh-huh.
Some Negroes, which a Negro is a proper name, I think.
Well, what do you call them?
We call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm. And you don't use the term colored people at all?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
But yes, we do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's an unkind name. What is an unkind name for a Negro? You know, when somebody's mad with them or thinks one of them's been uppity or something like that, what do they use for it when they're angry with one?
He was a big Ike nigger, Negro.
Is that right? Big Ike?
Big Ike. Tries to be a big Ike.
Uh-huh. Do they ever use the term nigger badly?
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes, but
just plain nigger, they'll say.
Do they ever use anything else? Is there any other term? And don't be, you know, just be perfectly honest with me, because I'm not going to.
No, I don't think so. I know what you mean. I'm not normally call them Negroes or colored people or.
All right, so that's fine. What about just an ordinary term for just white people, for Caucasians like you and me? That's what they call us for people who are not Negroes.
Well, just call them white people.
White people.
We go by, yeah.
What are they? Do you know any terms that people use for when they're angry with white people, like it's an abusive term, in other words, one that's used mean, you know.
Or they'll make remarks as white trash or
white trash.
Something that big, you know.
Right. Now then, suppose somebody did something to you that made you get awfully upset with that particular person. I mean, you really got upset right at them, right at that minute. You got awfully
mad.
All right. What happens when you come in from a day of hard truck farming and you're just plumb bushed out and just to really work hard? How do you feel? What term do you use to say how you feel? You know, I'm all, or what is it?
Give out or
y'all,
pooped out. Give out ordinarily.
Give out is that?
Yes.
What's the term that you use or the name that you give to when you say I become ill? You know, when you're saying that somebody becomes ill or something like that, what's the ordinary term?
Ordinary, you say they're sick.
They are sick?
Yeah.
Or what?
Just sick would be about the best thing I could know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say if you were telling somebody that I became ill, how would you tell them that you would say he?
Just taken ill suddenly or so-and-so, how it was, you know.
All right, that's fine. That's what I want. What do you say when somebody, for instance, suppose I got a tummy ache, and you say he's got sick, or he's sick
with a stomach ache.
With a stomach ache, or maybe I'm not. How would you just designate that I was had a stomach ache? You know, had a hurt in my tummy. How would you say he's sick? Is there any term that you would use?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't say it that way. You wouldn't say he's sick, and then say something about my stomach.
Ordinarily, no.
All right, that's what I want to know. Then there's nothing there. That's after some couples get married, sometimes they have a real wild, noisy party, you know, and sometimes they play pranks on the newlyweds. Do you know what they call that? Do you all have a name for that here? Do you have a name for it? It's that party afterwards that they...
Well, they used to, or serenading them.
Serenade. All right, that's what. The serenade?
They don't do that now, but they used to now. I know when I'm at, they serenade me twice.
They wouldn't leave you alone.
No.
When you were bringing up your children, I know that sometimes you probably had some problems with them, and they, you know, they didn't act right. So in order to get them to act right, you might have said to them that you sort of threatened them that some kind of fairy tale hobgoblin was going to get them. What name did you give to that goblin or that kind of fairy tale?
Ordinarily, I tell them the mother's going to get them.